الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this very beautiful and unique silsila, unique program, we're learning about the beautiful lives of the shuyukh of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the beautiful spiritual family tree or the spiritual tree of the Awliya Allah from this beautiful silsila. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll be moving on to the next shuyukh of this silsila. And before we do that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I just want to mention to you that if this is the first time that you've joined us in this silsila, we were talking about the importance of bay'ah, why is it is important to have a Shaykh-e-Kamil, and also what is the blessings and barakat of wasila. As you know, wasila, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَهُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ O believers, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and look for a wasila. Now in this Qadri Shajra, what we do is, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and asking wasila from Allah Azza wa Jal on the names and of these beautiful awliya Allah. These are our great leaders that have, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, lived their lives and have proven to be successful, mashallah Azza wa Jal. Today, before we begin the silsila, I think inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we can read the beautiful Qadriya, Razaviya, Tariya, the Shajra Sharif that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written, inshallah Azza wa Jal, on page number 68, the Shajra Sharif that starts, let's recite the Shajra Sharif. And you can join me at home as well. If you are watching the silsila with your family and with your friends, then if you've got the Shajra Sharif, try to take the book out and read together. And if not, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, at least keep on saying Ameen. Because these are all du'as that we are making in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, when we read the Shajra Sharif, always recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam at least 3 times in the beginning and 3 times in the ending. And remember to read the words of the Shajra Sharif correctly. So let's read the Shajra Sharif first, and then inshallah Azza wa Jal we'll learn about the shuyukh and the 2 poems that we are going to learn inshallah Azza wa Jal. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Ya ilahi raham farma Mustafa ke vaasite Ya Rasul Allah karam ki de khuda ke vaasite Mushkile hal kar shahe Mushkil kusha ke vaasite Karbala e rad shaheed Karbala ke vaasite سید سجاد کے صدقے میں ساجد رکھ مجھے علم حق دے باقر علم ہدا کے واسطے صدق صادق کا تصدق صادق الاسلام کر بے غضب راضی ہو کاظم اور رضا کے واسطے بہر معروف ہو سری معروف دے بے خود سری جند حق میں جن جنے دے با صفا کے واسطے بحر شبلی تیرے
حق دنیا کے کتوں سے بچا، ایک کا رکھ عبد واحد بیریا کے واسطے، بل فرح کا صدقہ کر غم کو فرح دے حسن و سعد، بل حسن اور بو سعید سعد زا کے واسطے، قادری کر قادری رکھ قادریوں میں اٹھا، قدر عبد القادر قدرت نما کے واسطے، احسن اللہ لہم رزقن سے دے رزق حسن، بندہ اے رزاق تاج الاسیا کے واسطے، نصر بھی صالح کا صدقہ صالح و منصور رکھ، دے حیات دین محیی جافزا کے واسطے، طور عرفان و علو حمد و حسنا و بہا، دے علی موسیٰ حسن احمد بہا کے واسطے، بحر ابراہیم مجھ پر نار غم گلزار کر، بیک دے داتا بیکاری بادشاہ کے واسطے، خانہ اے دل کو زیادے روح ایمان کو جمال، شہ ضیاء مولا جمال الاولیاء کے واسطے، دے محمد کے لیے روزی کر احمد کے لیے، خان فضل اللہ سے حیسا گدا کے واسطے، دین و دنیا کے مجھے برکات دے برکات سے، عشق حق دے عشق عشق انتما کے واسطے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم. Dear Islam Bayo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We're going to start with a beautiful poem, Deen o Dunya ke mujhe barakat de barakat se, ishke haq de ishki ishke intima ke vasite. Now the dua is that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, with the wasila of Shah Barakatullah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, give blessings in my deen and dunya. And in this couplet we will learn about the life of Hazrat Sayyiduna شاہ برکت علی ما رحروی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی، حضرت سیدنا شاہ برکت اللہ ما رحروی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی. He was born on the 26th of جمادی عثانی being the 1070 ہجری in بلگرام in India. His early education was from his father حضرت سید اویس رحمت اللہ تعالی علی and his father also gave him the اجازت in the five سلسلات the قادریہ the Naqshbandiya, Sohrawardiya, Chishtiya and the Madariya Silsila. At the age of 26 years, he continuously kept fasting and would only eat one date, one khujur at the time of iftar. He travelled to Kapli Sharif to meet with Shah Fazlullah Kalpavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, known as the City of Knowledge. Now, the Kalpavi was a very famous city in India at that time and it was known as the City of Knowledge where people would travel to and go there and learn the education of the deen. When he met Hazrat Shah Fazlullah Kalpavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the Shaykh, he said to him, Darya ba Darya pevast, that the river has emerged into the river. And after that, he showered him with the spiritual insight and gave him permission in all the silsilas. He died on the 10th of Muharram, 1142 Hijri. His Mazar-e-Pak is in Marahra Sharif in India. May Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of us the ability and the blessings to love and respect and learn the lives of these Buzurgan-e-Deen. Next poem that we are going to go through is Hubbe Ahle Bait De Aale Muhammad Ke Liye Kar Shaheed-e-Ishq-e-Hamza Peshawa Ke Vaasite.
حب اہل بیت دے آل محمد کے لیے، کر شہید عشق حمزہ پیشوا کے واسطے.
Here the word حب it means love, and the word پیشوا it means imam. And the dua that we find from this poem, or that we can deduce from this poem, is that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Sayyiduna Shah Abul Barakat Ali Muhammad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, give me love of the Ahl Bayt. And for the wasila of Shah Sayyid Hamza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, give me the one who gives his life in your love. Today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to learn about the life of Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Abul Barakat Ali Muhammad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He was born on the 18th of Ramadan 1111 Hijri in Balgram in India. And his father Shah Barakatullah, education and Khilafat was given by his own blessed father, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Barakatullah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And for Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali Muhammad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you know, he was such a pious and such a God-fearing person that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, most of his time was spent in Ibadat. As like the other shuyukh that we've been listening throughout this silsila, we find that one of the common things that were in these Buzurgan Adeen Rahimahumullah was the love and ishq of the deen and in Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And he had so much love for Ibadat that for 3 years, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alaihi was in I'tikaf. And the only thing that he would eat was roti made out of barley, joki roti. And subhanallah azza wa jal, for 3 years doing itikaf, you know, and that is, you know, for, he spent them 3 years in seclusion in the worship of Allah azza wa jal. And then his father, he gave him permission during his lifetime regarding all silsila affairs. Yani his father was so happy with him, you know, the ranks he was climbing. And here, you know, we're not talking about worldly ranks. We're talking about spiritual ranks. We're talking about the ranks of suluk that Hazrat Sayyidina Shah Ali Muhammad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, climbing. And his father, in his own lifetime, he gave him the affairs of all the silsila. And when people would come to him, the people, he would say to the people, and he would say to them that, go to Ali Muhammad. He has lifted a very big burden from my head and has given me great relief. Yani, he helped his father throughout all the Islamic affairs, the fatawa and everything. And he helped his father. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at a young age, his father gave him Khilafat. Yani, in his own lifetime, he gave him Khilafat. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, for someone to be given Khilafat at that age, and for someone to take on responsibilities of the deen, is a very, very beautiful, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, thing to do. And such a responsibility that a person, he puts on his shoulders. And this is, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the help of the deen. And this is what we need to do as well. Our deen needs us today. Seriously, we need to give our time for our deen. Sadly today, there are so many people who don't know how to even read the Quran properly. There are so many people out there who can't, you know, even when they're offering salah, they don't know the rules and the rulings of salah. Very easy and very famous surah, but you'll be shocked. There are many people who can't even read Surah Ikhlas properly as well. So that is our Islamic education. But if you look at these Buzurgan Adeen Rahimahumullah, their Islamic education from a very young life until they were old, and even to an extent that even in the last day of their lives, these Buzurgan Adeen Rahimahumullah would keep on studying about the deen. And my dear Islam brothers, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Abul Barakat Ali Muhammad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he passed away on the 16th of Ramadan 1142 Hijri, being a Monday. And the next shuyukh in this silsila we're going to be discussing is Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Hamza Ma Rahravi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He was born on the 14th of Rabi'ul Thani 1131 Hijri in Marahra Sharif. Marahra Sharif is a very famous town in India. And Marahra Sharif is also the Peer Khana of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And no doubt, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are coming close to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's biography as well. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in a few silsila after this, we'll be learning about the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And his Bayt and Khilafat was from his father, Hazrat Shah Abul Barakat Ali Muhammad. So another beautiful, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, silsila that we see that, you know, the father is giving Khilafat to his own son. Now again, let me just reiterate this, that it doesn't mean that someone's father who is a peer, his son has to become a Khalifa. No, if it's capable of Khilafat, then alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there is no problem in giving Khilafat to your own sons or to your own relatives, and you know, just making sure that they will pass that blessing and that knowledge to the people. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Shah Hamza Maharahravi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was bayt with his own blessed father and he was given Khilafat by his father as well. He was a very great scholar in the subcontinent, and he was a very famous and a very great scholar and a writer and a very great Sufi buzurg as well. He spent most of his time writing the writing books and doing tabligh of the deen, traveling in different places to promote the message of Islam. And this is another common thing that we see amongst the buzurganeddin, rahimahumullah, that to spread the message of Islam, these buzurg, they didn't just stay in their khanaka. They didn't stay in their place and people would come to them and gain blessings. That was one of the part of it, but these buzurganeddin, rahimahumullah, they would go out and in search of knowledge, and they would go out and they would preach Islam. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, another beautiful thing that we learn from the life of Hazrat Shah Hamza Maharahravi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that he was a very great scholar and a great writer as well. You know, subhanallah, you know, just leaving some legacy behind. You know, you have a person, even if it's been nowadays, alhamdulillah, you know, you've got Madani channel or you've got media, you can record channels, you know, you've got social media, so that these recordings will remain. But even at this time, there was no media, there were no social media. So these buzurganeddin, rahimahumullah, to leave something behind for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would write many books. And as you know, some of the very famous scholars in Islam that we see, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has written more than 1500 books throughout his lifetime. And even more, these are some of the books that we know that he has written. And we're not just talking about one book or two books. Fatawa-e Razviya Sharif comprises of 30 volumes. And each volume is nearly 1,000 or even more than 1,000 pages. And subhanallah, this is 30 volumes, is just one book, Fatawa-e Razviya Sharif. And then there are many other books that Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written. In the same way, mashallah, Hazrat Shah Hamza Maharahravi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote many books as well. And to promote and to leave this legacy behind and these teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the form of a book. So my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah, and viewers of Madani channel, you know, we see one of the beautiful things that these buzurganeddin, rahimahumullah, they would spend a lot of their time in reading books and in writing books. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Hamza Maharahravi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was one of them buzurg that alhamdulillah azza wa jal spent a lot of his time writing books and a lot of time studying and educating himself. He died on the 14th of Ramadan, 1198 Hijri. On a Wednesday, his Mazar-e-Pak is in Maharahra Sharif in India. And once a dervish who came and gave him a gift of durood, and Hazrat Sayyiduna Shah Hamza Maharahravi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went to sleep. And that night when he went to sleep, he saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he woke him up and he says, my son, wake up and recite that Durood-e-Pak. Immediately he woke up, he did wuzu and he started to recite that Durood-e-Pak. And he says that alhamdulillah, as he was reciting the Durood-e-Pak, he saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sat next to him. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was listening to him reciting Durood-e-Pak. So, and then, my dear Islamic brothers, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you know, what can you ask for? You know, what more can you ask that you see the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your dreams? And what can you ask for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam listening to your durood-e-paak? And this is not in a dream. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his dream, told him to wake up and recite durood-e-paak. So he woke up and recited durood-e-paak. He did wuzu, and that was the time when he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was alhamdulillah, sat next to him and listening to his durood-e-paak. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. You know, many of the viewers of Madani channel, including myself as well, we all, you know, wish that if we can see the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our dreams, you know, we all wish and we have this burning desire in our hearts that, you know, I wish we can see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, such a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Shah Hamza Marahravi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, not only sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dreams, but alhamdulillah, he sees the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with his open eyes. And remember, my dear Islam brothers, that what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the ulama, they say that the mafhum of the hadith they mention is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever has seen me in the dream has seen haq. Yani the shaitan cannot come in my form. Yani if you see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have actually seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala, for the sake of these buzurgan deen rahimahumullah, give us the ability and alhamdulillah, the ajazi and the humility, so that our naked eyes can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we can't see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our naked eyes, I wish inshallah azza wa jal, we can see the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, one of the beautiful ways of seeing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the dreams is to recite durood as much as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it your habit. You know, the ulama-i kiram, the awliya Allah, have written many, many books on the blessings of reciting durood as-salam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Sulaiman Jazuli, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote Dalailul Khairat Sharif. And many, many other ulama, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, have written many books on durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amiri Ahl Sunnah has written Ziyai Durood wa Salam. And then look at the love that Amiri Ahl Sunnah has for durood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every bayan that he starts with, they always start with reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, number one, you know, throughout this whole silsila, one of the things that we see, alhamdulillah, mention a few of the common things amongst these awliya Allah. And one of these common things is education in deen. Please take time out, sacrifice some of your worldly time and try to educate yourself. The lives of these buzurgana deen rahimahumullah, we've learned that most of that time was spent, you know, promoting the deen. One question, my dear Islam brothers, I'm going to ask you. You tell me, how much time do we give to promote our deen? How much of my time is spent doing the tabligh of deen? There is no other prophet going to come now. So it's our duty as Muslims to propagate the message of Islam throughout the whole world, to spread the message of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout the whole world. Or else, my dear Islam brothers, what is going to happen is if we do not follow the tariqah of these awliya Allah, then sadly the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will slowly start to die out. Yani people will stop acting upon these sunnah. And it is the barakat and the blessing and the hard work of these awliya-i kiram that today, alhamdulillah, we see that, you know, people are practicing Islam. We see people, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, are acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But sadly today, you know, so fast, you know, just forget the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put them onto one side at the moment. Our faraiz, our wajibs, people are missing them. Amiri al-Sunnah once mentioned in his bayan that he says that I will not be wrong if I say that 95% of Muslims don't offer their salah. I'm not going to be one of them. 95% of Muslims don't offer salah. And them 95% who do offer their salah, 95% of them do not know the masails, the shari'i rulings of salah. Mary Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, seriously, it's time that we woke up. It's time that we look to ourselves. What are we doing? May Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of us the ability to act upon the beautiful sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The universe is the body and its soul.